The truth.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, May 21, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719 extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation of cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. We have in limited supply at the moment. With every $100 donation, your free gift of an RBN coffee mug. Or if you are a medium-sized T-shirt, at the moment we do have RBN T-shirts, only the mediums at the moment. So, specify if you are a medium, you want the shirt. If you donate 100 or the mug. In the near future, I understand we are going to be getting the other shirt sizes back in stock with another fresh shipment as well. But Mr. Whitener, Stephen Douglas Whitener, wasn't able to join us this Friday, but we do have another host who's been contributing around my show, and it's also been on a Friday with us in the past, Mr. William Rapillum. Hello, William. Can you hear me?
Hi, Richard. Yes, I can.
Okay.
I had a little trouble there at first, but now I'm back. I got it now.
Just in time, eh? No problem. Good connection, and I don't know, a good morning, all things considered, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know because I don't know what happened today yet, but why do you ask that question?
Oh, no, we were even texting with some humorous, ways of just, I don't know, putting in perspective, with the times we're living in and all, when you ask your friend on a casual basis, hey, good morning, having a good day so far? Well, the New World Order is trying to attack us on every front possible simultaneously, but yeah, everything's just great. I mean, hey, I'm enjoying my coffee this morning, so.
I got you now, yeah. No, I just thought you were referring to something specific that may have happened.
Right. Yeah, I caught your show with Jeremy last night and the Thursday prior. Yeah, you're his co-host now Thursday nights on In Plain Sight, isn't that right?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, with Jeremy there. Yeah, you've been done a few episodes, so that's it. Now, 10 o'clock Central Time, 10 on Thursday.
Well, no, 9 Central. It'll be 9 Central.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. 9, yeah. And as far as the news out there, this, I believe, was reported on a bit by John Stadmiller as well on his broadcast yesterday. I thought this was an important story, but wow. Huh. I don't know how it went. Here we go. All right. Federal government's Domestic Extremism Committee is being run by the ADL and SPLC. Leaked documents show. This was over at UNZ.com. And they had a lot of their information from National Justice, who did reporting on this. The U.S. government's war on political dissent is being guided by private left-wing and Zionist. I'll swap in the word Jewish organizations, National Justice can report. An internal document regarding the Pentagon's Countering Extremism Working Group, CEWG, from last April names the individuals and groups that are slated for membership in a subcommittee that specializes in setting targets for the Defense Department, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Justice's war on conservative and nationalist-leaning Americans. And it's interesting, I'll just first comment on how, you know, they mentioned left-wing and Zionist organizations. Now, the ADL and SPLC are unmistakably Jewish when you really do the research. And when you look at all of the agendas which are being pushed, mostly outside of Israel, albeit, but nonetheless, worldwide, by Jewish organizations of all kinds. And then you look at what the ADL and SPLC are founded upon, well, what communism originates in, for that matter. You do find these people at the source. But government officials, back to the article, tend to keep details of their collaboration with quote-unquote private partners secret out of fear of the public knowing the prejudices and biases informing policy. And I don't know, I mean it looks quite legitimate to me. You know, they have a document here that they obtained with the seal of, what is that, Department of Defense on it. Countering Extremism Working Group Subcommittee Lines of Effort. And it reads, CEWG action, incorporate external viewpoints to inform report. The Countering Extremism Working Group, CEWG, would like to partner with experts on counter-extremism and counter-terrorism to better understand the scope of the problem and inform the 90-day report for the Security of Defense, Secretary of Defense. These experts may come from advocacy groups, academia, and other areas that contribute to the fight against extremism. We welcome your input in developing a short list of experts who can engage in an open forum or dialogue with the CEWG in May or June 2021. Advocacy groups. We have National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. Oh, no bias, I'm sure, there, right? Hina Shamsi, American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. Certainly no bias in any of their history, no, no. Another from the ACLU, Manar Wahid, Dr. Heidi Bierich, co-founder and chief strategy officer, Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. Yeah, I'm sure there's not going to be any bias with a title like that for that group. Michael Breen, Human Rights First, he's with. And then those are from the advocacy groups. And from academia, they have Dr. Audrey Carruth Cronin, Professor of International Security, Director, Center for Security, Innovation, and New Technology, American University, professor, I suppose, is also an author, that doctor. And then we have two others from academia, Dr. Mark Pitkovaj, if I'm saying that right, Senior Research Fellow, Center on Extremism, Anti-Defamation League. And then we have Kathleen Ballou, University of Chicago, other quote-unquote experts. I'll insert the quotes there. Ms. Licia Brooks, Chief of Staff, Southern Poverty Law Center. Susan Cork, Southern Poverty Law Center. Mr. Michael Berry, General Counsel, First Liberty Institute. Ryan Greer, Anti-Defamation League. Thisa Patel, Brennan Center. Whale Alzayat of Engage Organization. Josh Zeev of FBI Agents Association. I didn't even know that was a thing. Iman Bokadome Leadership Conference. Ali Sofan of the Sofan Center. And Anat Agron of MEMRI. Okay, so this article continues then, getting back to the reporting on that document I just read. Some names that stand out, it says, are Mark Pitkovaj of the Anti-Defamation League, former Southern Poverty Law Center agent Heidi Beerich, Licia Brooks and Susan Cork, also of the SPLC, and various figures representing the American Civil Liberties Union and the FBI Agents Association. These lobbyists and political activists are being hired by the government as partners on counter-extremism and counter-terrorism to better understand the scope of the problem. In other words, they will have a say in which Americans have rights and which Americans are, quote-unquote, domestic terrorists, domestic extremists. Subject to the full force of the U.S. intelligence apparatus. The definition of extremism used by the ADL and SPLC would be considered extreme in and of themselves by most Americans. For example, the ADL considers Fox News' Tucker Carlson to be a domestic extremist. This is the same Tucker Carlson who can't even really reference white people for fear of the backlash, folks, to put it in perspective. And of course, I mean, if he is considered an extremist, you can only wonder what they would think of some of our hosts out here in the independent media. Recently, the same group declared calling attention to Israel's human rights abuses is also extremism. By deferring to the ADL's guidance on these matters, the U.S. government is criminalizing the opinions of millions of Americans. Other figures such as Licia Brooks and Heidi Beerich are alleged to be involved in extremism and criminal activity themselves. Early last year, Licia Brooks helped lead an illegal armed communist march through the streets of a small town in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I was examining that article, and it doesn't seem to be the Not Effing Around Coalition, NFAC, in the one that they're reporting on, article January 15th, 2020. Looks like they have some white people in some of the photos of this one. It wasn't all black groups on that particular day. I would only assume she was involved, though, in the NFAC black extremist group, intimidating people on the streets, not letting them cross, making them pay fees for being white with guns pointed at them. That was going on later in the year. That was a bit later in 2020, if I recall correctly, in Stone Mountain, Georgia there. But yeah, you have these Jews related to these organizations with clear agendas. I mean, this is a perfect example of that. This Ms. Licia Brooks, Chief of Staff, Southern Poverty Law Center. And as for Abirich, who we mentioned, that was, Dr. Heidi Birich, co-founder and chief strategy officer, Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. As far as some of her past, she is accused in federal court of paying a man to rob a computer and then using the stolen contents to defame a man on the SPLC's website. These are not honorable people, folks. All right, yeah, even if you put aside the connections to Judaic agendas or anti-white agendas, if you will, in some of these motives, the SPLC currently employs multiple open supporters of Antifa, including Michael Edison Hayden, who has previously threatened people with sending his Antifa contacts to people's houses. The SPLC's quote-unquote hate map is not only a fraud, it is notoriously hyper-partisan. Now, there's a little bit more to read through here, but I'd like to get some of your response when you read through this article, William.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Wouldn't it? I mean, how amazing it is how they are hiding the fact that they are the terrorists and that they are the hate group. All of them, they are the hate groups, and how they're able to hide that NAACP was started by 12 Jews and one black front man from the 1915-ish, somewhere around there, I think, if I don't have that exactly right. But it's a proxy warrior group, right? And, you know, the rest of those are just clearly Jewish groups supporting Jewish interests. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. You have to form a group called you must really be an evil people. And there's nobody else in the world that does this, an Anti-Defamation League, that goes after just people that are trying to tell the truth and just, you know, get the truth out there to other people, and they're defaming them as terrorists. I mean, it's so blood-curdlingly sickening. And to think that back when 9/11 happened, and, you know, I was one of those that was totally, you know, fooled by all of it. I thought, you know, I believe the official story. I supported going to war in Iraq. I just thought people that were saying that it was an inside job were traitors, and they made me mad. You know, and to think I went my entire life until about 3 years ago thinking this and not understanding the dialectic that they control both sides of the argument and how clever they are at keeping everybody in the dark. And that's what this is all really about, is still continuing to keep everyone in the dark. They have privilege, Jewish privilege. That's the only white privilege that exists because their skin is white. So, and white is a social construct anyway. We're a pan-European, and we have had this this Jewish thing going on since they murdered Christ, and all throughout European history. And now it has culminated to such a extreme degree of extremism, of Jewish extremism, in this just an unbelievable amount of not just hate, but just genocide that they're just committing against not just Europe, but against the Palestinians, against the Middle East, and all the countries that they have endeavored to use us to be their henchmen to go fight their war. So, I mean, they have a lot of stuff that they need to cover up and that they need to keep under wraps. And so now they're resorting to this vaccine, the vaccine genocide, which is not a vaccine. And right. They're just pulling no punches when it comes to wiping everyone else out. And this is just par for the course for them, this article here.
Well, we have the first break. So we'll take that break and come right back, folks. Stick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host today, William Repillum. And William, this article just gets more and more outrageous the more you read. The ACLU's inclusion in the CEWG subcommittee, appears to be a hedge against complaints that the FBI and DHS target Muslims. While American intelligence agencies have indeed violated the rights of Muslims, the ACLU has shown in recent years that it is not interested in defending the civil liberties of those dubbed white nationalists or right-leaning individuals in general. Josh Zeev, head of the FBI Agents Association, is also part of the group. The off-the-rails FBI has been demanding Congress pass a quote-unquote domestic terrorism law so that they can be free to prosecute Americans for their political beliefs, even when they aren't committing any real crimes. So, I mean, this is just outrageous. Is this, when are we going to get a knock at the door, William? You know, I mean, this is thought police in real life. Your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. What this does is it fundamentally changes America absolutely and completely, and it's completely in line with their one world government plan, which has nothing to do with our Constitution. Our Constitution is in the way of that plan. Now that they've lurched themselves into power, they don't need the Constitution anymore. It was useful for them to get to do what they've done, this last century. To get themselves in, and to do what they've done, and starting, one of the things, one good example is how they've subverted, they've used free speech to subvert religious institutions and basic morals, sexual liberation, right? And E. Michael Jones says it well. He has a book called Libido Dominandi, which it's called the theme is sexual liberation as a form of political control. And that's absolutely true. And so that's why you see so much porn on Google, right? That's why it's so readily available. There's just, anybody can go and just right there. And, that's how they control people. Is through that. And so you even have politicians that are degenerate sex addicts and alcoholics and drug addicts, that are just completely lost and doing their bidding for them, even on the local level. So it's just a matter of just continuing to, I'm not going to stop telling the truth. I don't care what laws they make. If I'm not doing anything wrong and I'm living by that Constitution still, if they decide to subvert it and do that, then they're the criminals. And so we should become deputized and be arresting them and taking them to jail. And so that's what needs to happen. If they come and aggress, because they're aggressive and very hateful and terroristic, and it sounds like they're planning to come after us for telling the truth and put us in their FEMA camps. I've seen ads for, they're hiring like crazy at FEMA now.
Oh yeah, so, I've seen spam emails to my emails as well. Advertising for FEMA. A couple more lines from this article here. I'll get through. But looking at the zeal that FBI agents have pursued Trump supporters who trespassed at the Capitol, compared. Okay, to the deadly anarchist violence that terrorized multiple cities last year. And this offers a hint as to who they want to shut down. I mean, that was just ridiculous. When you look at BLM, Black Lives Matter, all last year, just rampant criminal opportunists and violent, including anti-white, just violent outbursts, totally... even by the now fraudulent Vice President Kamala, saying that they need to continue and all this 2020 in the summer, she was saying. And yet, then you look at how January 6th, no weapons. We have more and more videos come out of the police saying, okay, well, we're going to let you in here. You just have to, be kind of cool and civil and not at all violent. And the police, all right, the police are willing to work with us, folks. I mean, I was just checking out some of these videos that are more and more coming out. But I, even back then, analyzing the videos, everything looked fraudulent about it, including the shooting. I have a really good video of the shooting without anything blurred out, and there's no blood. And just the way you see this arm come out from the side with the gun, it was... it's just ridiculous theater. But, all right, well, we'll be back after the bottom of the hour break. Just one line in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host today, William Repillum. And we're just reading through more of this article at UNS.com. Federal government's domestic extremism committee is being run by the ADL and SPLC, leaked documents show. And I was just trying to get through the remainder of it here. Nobody has been killed by so-called racially motivated violent extremists in 2020 or 2021. And the main target of the supposed domestic terrorism crackdown. This has not stopped the Department of Homeland Security's from crying wolf about supposed white supremacists waiting to strike as COVID restrictions are eased. I can't even read that without laughing, folks. Okay, it goes on. According to the DHS's terrorism advisory, this week, get ready for it, Russia, China, and Iran are responsible for the rash of black attacks on people of Asian descent, as well as complaints that the DHS cannot point to any specific imminent, quote-unquote, white supremacist threat. because the mysterious and unknown actors are using encrypted apps to plot their attacks. This nonsense amounts to political theater, showing a fundamental lack of seriousness coming from Washington. I could never report for the corporate media, William. I would just be laughing and would not be able to report their complete lies and deception. It's just so laughable on the surface. All right, now the last line of the article. While the FBI, DHS, and Defense Department have discredited themselves domestically and globally, their desperation should not be ignored. If the ADL and SPLC get to decide what constitutes, quote-unquote, domestic extremism, the new post-legal era of rampant government abuse is only getting started. And I really agree with everything this article says here. I mean, it's quite spot on. But I mean, come on. I can't believe, okay, white supremacists are going to strike all over the country, William, as soon as the COVID restrictions are eased. And Russia, China, and Iran are responsible for the rash of black attacks on people of Asian descent. Please, William, your comments.
I don't even know what to say to that about Russia, China, and Iran. I don't. All I can say is, you know, it just sounds like...
Well, the whole blacks being now found to be the ones who are attacking Asians, being covered up and frantically trying to blame white people, just assume it's white people for the attacks on Asians, is the way the corporate media has been spinning it for a while now. I mean, I've covered a lot of these articles and heard others as well. On attacks on Asians, and when they really look into it, every time it's blacks who are committing the crimes against Asians, the hate crimes. That is a real thing, and they're trying to blame whites, and now they have this spin on it. But I mean, just the idea of, you know, getting back earlier in the article as well. I mean, prosecuting Americans for their political beliefs, even if they aren't committing real crimes. I'd love to be an example. As long as I can actually be in court and say everything I need to, you know, we'll make sure it's televised, right? maybe we need the revolution to be televised this time. What do you say?
Well, the justice system's been subverted so perversely, as we saw with the election, I don't know, you know, you're taking your chances with, you know, if you're going to end up with a judge that is going to actually have a brain and be able to exercise justice.
Yeah, I'll be up there. I'll be up there. I'll have duct tape on my mouth. Yeah. Probably a trial.
Right. And you could have something that says Jews did this or something across the duct tape or something.
Oh, no,
like
I'm saying they'll put it.
That would work.
They won't
sure.
let me speak. I was implying they wouldn't let me speak probably at the entire trial.
Right, exactly. No, you can't. You have a gag order or something like that, you know, against you. You can't get a lawyer. I mean, it's just sickening the kind of things that these people get away with. And the reason I brought up Russia, China, and that I commented on Russia, China, and Iran committing crimes against Asians. I mean, they are all Asians, you know, with the exception of Russia, which is pan-European. A lot of Russia is Asian, part of the Asian continent. China is Asian. I mean, that's like the quintessential Asian country, right? And Iran is also Asian. So what are they talking about? So I don't know what that even means, you know, but most of the things they say make nonsense, you know. But here's the thing. In the Soviet Union, this is what they did to demoralize people, is that they would just have the most incredibly utter nonsense. And the people were so scared into submission that they all knew it was nonsense. But, you know, you'd be arrested and thrown in the gulag. And worked to death or tortured to death if you dissented at all. So people were scared to death. If you read the Gulag Archipelago, that book by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, which is somewhat of a kosher book because it won the Nobel Prize, right? It can't win the Nobel Prize if it isn't kosher. But because it didn't really go and name the Jew, but it talks about what was done in the Soviet Union and just all of the depravity and just how, oh my God, I'm just how awful the fear that the Soviets lived in prior to World War II, right? And so then, you know, we're able to turn the Soviets against their really sister country of Germany and have a brothers' war. And that was the great tragedy of, part of the great tragedy, just one part of the great tragedy of World War II caused by Jewish power.
Yeah, we do have different things overlapping. I mean, there is a communist slow boil of the frog as far as this country's devolution. It really started getting ramped up in the 50s, but well, prior to World War II, basically. But I mean, even in the 30s, there were signs of this beginning. You know, the infiltration and the degradation, and then of course, just having the Federal Reserve. I mean, you know, it goes back further than that, and the banks prior to it. But we have this communist element, and of course, we do have a control from both sides. For sure. I mean, so-called Zionists would be what, like right-wing Jewish power. But then you have the left wing of Jewish power, which is more in the form of these communist think tanks. And of course, a lot of these spawn proxy armies and groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. There is an inherent anti-white agenda that they feel is an important intrinsic and necessary component. To accomplish on the time scale they want, the destruction of the United States, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, the anti-white agenda is a larger thing because it's pan-European, and they've been doing that for quite some time now.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I'll hear a song from 1980 or something, and I'm like, oh, man, that was long before the Jews started wiping out Europeans with mass immigration, you know, and I'll be getting nostalgic over the 80s or something like that, because that's just how I think. I'm like, man, that was going on. That song was coming out before that. I mean, obviously they were killing us with World Wars One and Two, the Civil War and stuff like that, and they were wiping and reducing us.
And you look at the television shows and films, even in the 50s through 70s. I mean, it was always like stepping it up a notch as far as the introduction of more and more racially integrated characters, plots, roles. It's just accelerated so much, you know, in further decades, where you really have to examine on a finer level to see the gradual gradualization which does exist the whole way through. But now it's just at a level which is just so off the charts. It's just throwing everything, all your chips into the pile at this point, all or nothing. It just is extreme and outrageous as you can get. But we see this as classic tactics. You've mentioned the protocols often, and just tactics you'll hear from, these Jewish groups in Israel. You know, I mean, Mossad attitudes of deception, and this whole idea of just the most outrageous, extreme blaming of your opposition, that which you are guilty of yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, not guilty of yourself, but I mean, the only force behind it. It's kind of like what the whole truth inversion thing, and that just being such a clever trick, because you win a war, then you take pictures of the dead Germans and you use those as dead Jews. And I'm sure there were dead Jews in some of those pictures, right? Because people did die in these camps, these work camps. There were no death camps, German death camps, and they were work camps. And people died because of the Jewish-controlled allies that bombed the train tracks and didn't allow supplies to get there. So they couldn't treat the with the Zyklon B, which wasn't a gas to kill people, it was to kill lice. And they couldn't get food there. So the people starved to death. So, oh, what an opportunity. And then you win the war. Nobody won the war except for Jewish power. The United States certainly did not win the war. We were propagandized into thinking that we did. But what an unbelievable tragedy, isn't it? That the reality is that our ancestors, none of our ancestors, except maybe the founding fathers, the Revolutionary War, I guess, fought a war that was for American freedom. You know, I mean, we have done nothing to fight for American freedom whatsoever. We've done quite the opposite over almost our entire history, especially since World War One, and I guess possibly also the Civil War. You know, so and we've been always, America's always been in the throes of dealing with the central banking system. And so they always say it was about escaping religious persecution. That's why America, you know, is so great, because we were escaping religious persecution. Well, if you look into the history of the like Crusades and like the history of the Inquisition, right? Well, I think what that actually was going on there is all these, you know, they say that all these they were just coming down on people unfairly. That I think it was Jewish subversion that they were going after. I mean, there's probably a lot more to the story. It's more complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know, yep. You get the other side of the story there. And a lot of people who came over from Europe were trying to escape from their crimes. So you have a lot of criminals in the founding of America, and that includes a lot of Jews that started the slave trade and dominated the slave trade. And now we, who didn't even have anything to do with that, even our ancestors didn't have anything to do with that, are being thrown under the bus for that. And it's just an unbelievable crime. And if you stay silent about that, then I think, you know, that's cowardly and can't do it. I can't do it. I can't cower. I have to speak up about this.
Well, we do.
I've always known that was wrong even before I knew. I always knew something. I always smelled a rat with all this stuff, even before I was awake. And it's just nice to get up and get confirmation for your own intuitions. What you knew years and years ago before you woke up and realized that what the Jews were doing.
Oh yeah, and the anti-white agenda, how we've been programmed to be anti-white and to embrace, so many people at least embrace black culture as what is cool, and anything white, well, that's not cool, you know. And yeah, it was a gradual thing my whole life, and it suddenly, you know, you just kind of put it all in perspective. And I mean, just there are people speaking out, fortunately, other than us in the independent media, about a lot of these things. Another article at Blacklisted News is titled, "Total Tyranny Will All Be Targeted Under the Government's New Pre-Crime Program." I mean, yeah, a lot of people are seeing how ridiculous this is, and the brainwashing in other ways. You know, I mean, the agenda now with lockdowns leading to genetic tampering injections. I mean, governments around the world are offering extravagant bribes and a desperate effort to increase the COVID vaccine uptake. You know, that is verbatim another article title over at Blacklisted News. But they're spot on. I mean, we have Larry Flint in Las Vegas offering free lap dances. Okay, we have people in New York offering free French fries. We have people in Ohio offering to enter you in a lottery for like million something dollars or whatever if you take your shot, and they're saying, yeah, this is happening around the world, not just in the U.S. So they're getting orders from Bilderberg, World Economic Forum types, you know, the real goons at the top. Whenever you see these things happening overseas as well, just like the anti-white agenda you mentioned, and yeah, I by no means was making light of how it's a global effort, referenced many times the players involved. One other thing I'd like to at least mention before going to the caller we have on cue here, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you know, my home here in Chicago. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is granting interviews only to black or brown journalists. Right, that's how far we've come. I'm actually planning on moving in 12 months, and I don't wish to ever come back. I will not miss Chicago one bit when I see just the state we're in, just how anti-white for Beetlejuice here. Okay, a bug-eyed, fish-faced Beetlejuice herself, being mayor. I'm done. But here, let's go to the caller. He's been on hold for a bit. Charles in Florida. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah. You talk about what's her name, Mayor Lightfoot of the Chicago. I'm sure if she talks to brown or black reporters, she'll just give them the usual double talk that white authority figures and liberals usually give us. You know, just get double talk or double think. You know, just this nonsense. You know, they don't. If you ask them about 2 and 2, they'll say, "Well, it equals 5 if and when I want it to." You know, that's the kind of thing right out of 1984. You know, just double talk. That's all they give you anyway. So if they're going to be talking to a black or Hispanic or whatever, they'll give them the same double talk. You were talking about the Russia under, you know, under Stalin and Lenin. Well, to be anti-Semitic back in those times was a death sentence. If anybody met, I have Ukrainian friends around here. There's a lot of Ukrainians and Russians in the St. Petersburg area. And one of my friends years ago, Nina Vinogradov, she was from Nizhny Novgorod, but she lived in Kiev. And she and her mother got out with the German army. She told me that if people were wanted to talk about the Jews, you know, they would say, "Это жидовство." It means that's terrible. But the key part in the phrase there is jid. Jid means Jew or kike in Russian or Ukrainian. So if they were picked up by the secret police, they could say, "Well, we're just saying, oh, it's terrible." But it had a double meaning. You know, это жидовство. That's how they concealed it. Watch out. You know, they'd say, watch out for the snitches and the people from the NKVD, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, William, do you want to respond?
Yeah, he brings up a great point. That's true. We didn't mention that they made anti-Semitism a crime punishable by death.
You know
what he's saying, spot on.
You know I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh no, you're fine, Charles. Please continue.
You know Father Pronitis's The Talmud Unmasked was it the publication of having possession of that was a crime punishable by death. He was the first they claimed in 1917 to be executed. They made a beeline right to get Father Pronitis. You know, he had published that book in Russian and used to be the States Rights Party sold that Father Pronitis's book, The Talmud Unmasked. Very interesting book on the Talmud. Michael Hoffman II has done similar works on it, but that was one.
I'd love to get a copy.
I'm sorry,
of that myself.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no. I'm just saying I'd love to get a copy of that, and it's good to know. Thank you for that information, because, yeah, any books that give us any portions of the Talmud whatsoever. Well, I'm interested in. They keep it so secretive. I know Jews have been killed for translating it. Isn't that right?
Right. And you know, of course, that they maliciously, according to Father Pronitis and other translators of the Talmud and the Kabbalah, that Jesus Christ is Issue, and maliciously they call him that as an acronym composed of the Hebrew words, Imach Shemo Vesikro, may his name and memory be blotted out. And of course, our Pope, so-called Pope Francis, Di Bergoglio. You know, his favorite painting is Blue Crucifixion. It's by a Jewish painter, Bloch, done in 1936. That's his favorite painter. It's a picture of Jesus Christ, but it has it in the painting printed over Jesus Christ in Hebrew, Yimach Shemo Vesikro. Isn't it interesting that the so-called Pope Francis, who is probably a Murano, a crypto-Jew, that's his favorite painting.
Very telling.
I got this. Yeah. Yimach Shemo Vesikro, a Hebrew phrase, Jesus Christ's name, may his name and memory be blotted out.
Very interesting.
Hey, I got something here on this. So this is Reverend I.B. Pranitis, right? That's who you said? P-R-A-N-A-I-T.
Father Pranitis, yeah.
Yeah, I have this book.
The Talmud Unmasked.
Yeah, I have this book. I just went and pulled it out of my bookshelf.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. And
you're going to have to start covering it on the
There's
broadcast.
A lot of little points here. I'll just read like three of them. A Jew may lie and perjure himself to condemn a Christian. Okay, that's one. A Jew may perjure himself with clear conscience. A Jew must always try to deceive Christians. A sick Christian must not be aided. A Christian woman in childbirth must not be helped. A Christian in danger of death must not be helped. Christians to be harmed directly. Baptized Jews are to be put to death. Christians are to be killed because they are tyrants. This is in the Zohar I-25A. These princes are to be
the
killed
best,
first.
The best of the Gentiles kill.
Yeah.
It's Simeon ben Yohai.
Yeah, yeah. And that was exactly what Elia Ehrenberg dropped leaflets all over the Russian troops at the end of the war.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted them to commit genocide against the German people. And so that's what they did. They killed innocent women and children, raped, murdered, tortured innocent women and children. It's totally, totally off the radar. Nobody knows about it, except like, you know, certain historians who put it out there, like Thomas Goodrich with his book Hellstorm.
I have a text here from my Wednesday host, Gregory McGill. Jews have always considered speaking out about Judaism punishable by death.
And yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all.
Yeah, anyone who studies the Talmud or the Kabbalah deserves death, according to the rabbins.
Any Gentile.
Jesus Christ in the New Testament says that no one should be called rabbi. Somewhere in the New Testament, I've read that. You know, because that means the Great One in Semitic language.
Huh. Imagine my surprise, Charles.
Yeah.
Chosen people, right?
Yeah, they always say, he was a rabbi. No, he wasn't. Well, he didn't use the word.
Excellent call as always, Charles. Yep.
Thank
always
you.
Look forward to your calls. Thank you. Have a good weekend, sir. And thanks, William. I look forward to you. Well, you'll be coming on next week with Stephen and I suppose, next Friday. And also, folks, check out William Thursday night on In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky as well. All right, thanks, William. We'll have a good weekend.
Thank you, Richard. Right, folks. Have a good evening.
All right, help our beyond, folks. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.